Listener production.
12 degrees in Hobart. Good morning. I'm Tessa Randello. There's been another huge loss for the music world today with the passing of the Queen of Rock and Roll, Tina Turner. The 83-year-old died at her home in Switzerland after battling a long illness. Flowers have started piling up on her star at the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and these fans have told Nine she was simply the best.
She's an absolute legend. The music is amazing. Her life was so tough, and through all of that life, she just showed that she could triumph. She's a strong woman, independent woman.
I can't even really explain it. It feels surreal.
Stay safe on the roads this morning with a wind warning still in place for Hobart. Gusts of up to 85 k's an hour in the south overnight, with the system moving into the north later this morning. But SES Assistant Director Leon Smith says we still need to be vigilant while driving.
Look, it's going to be wet, it's going to be windy. There is potential for trees down, hazardous driving conditions. Just take care and prepare for power outages in that east coast.
TAS Networks is working on power outages in Cambridge, Acton Park, South Hobart, Middleton, Sandy Bay and Brighton. And back home, Master Builders hopes to see the government sticking to its $370 million promise of a MacPoint Stadium in this afternoon's budget. Master Builders CEO Matt Pollock says the government needs to follow up on the federal money committed last month.
We hope to see the same thing from the state government to ensure that that funding is there to support the stadium construction in the timeframes that they've specified.
Stuart Dew believes he is the right man to lead Gold Coast to an elusive finals appearance. The pressure on the Suns has ramped up following Damien Hardwick's resignation from Richmond. Dew has declared he's not going anywhere.
It's become a little bit of a sport as to who's next. It is what it is. I'm confident I'm the coach for this club now and into the future. Everyone else is probably get a little bit more annoyed. In fact, I know, more annoyed than me. So I'll keep answering the question.